And it's now a pleasure to welcome to speak to you the Councillor for Political Affairs of the Palestinian General Delegation to the United Kingdom, Hussam Zumlot.
Dear friends, brothers and sisters, comrades, let me start by commemorating a genocide on one note, that his loss is not only a Palestinian one, it's the entire human family that has lost a strong warrior for justice, peace, decency. Indeed, his legacy shall remain with us for years and years to come, inspiring us to follow his steps. Dear friends, people ask about the link between Iraq and Palestine. I stand here today and I tell you the link is one thing. In both cases, they tell us that you must be killed, you must be tortured, you must be detained, you must be arrested so you get ready to be democratic. They come and tell us that we are here to liberate you. You are not ready. And the only way you get ready is by occupation, by oppression. And we live in today's world where we hear the Israeli government publicly announce its decision to assassinate the democratically elected Palestinian leader. And when the whole international community condemns the Israeli act and proposes a UN Security Council resolution asking Israel not to do so, the United States of America vetoes it. There was a veto on it. And in Palestine, there is always a new roadmap. And one has to ask why the last one failed. There was Oslo, which promised a sovereign Palestinian land and a just solution to the refugee problem. But the first day that agreement was signed, an Israeli labor government started with the settlements. Dear friends, it is evident to us all by now that there is an Israeli strategy, and this strategy is very, very simple. The prevention of the establishment of a Palestinian state. What the Israelis want, dear friends, is a state that they can control from within by building settlements, bypasses, roads, walls, and by making sure that they control every single town and city. And when the Palestinian president Yasser Arafat rejected this offer in Camp David, he was qualified by Clinton to be an obstacle in the way of peace. By building an apartheid wall, and dear friends, I repeat here, it is an apartheid wall. An apartheid wall. By building an apartheid wall inside the occupied territories, snaking through the Palestinian land, carving towns and villages into ghettos and pantostans, converting the West Bank, the entire West Bank, into a massive concentration camp. And after having done the same in Gaza Strip just days after the signing of the Oslo Accords, Israel think and believe that the Palestinian aspiration for independence can be crushed. Nothing can be further from the truth. It is the other way around, dear friends. It is Israel that has come to the conclusion that its massive weapons, the massive arsenal of weapons of mass destruction, will not be able to defeat the Palestinians. Dear friends, I say this with great deal of confidence. Time is to our side. We belong to the land, and it belongs to us. We belong to the land, and it belongs to us. And we are there not only to stay. We are there not only to stay, but to rebuild Palestine and place it back in the center of human civilization. My confidence is derived from the great nation I belong to, and from you, dear friends, the millions of people who gather and marching today in more than 60 countries. Brothers and sisters, surely demonstrate that Palestine resides in the minds, hearts, and conscience of those who fight racism, oppression, occupation, and belief in peace, justice, and morality. Dear friends, there is no superpower but you. There is no superpower.